The movement Never Forget, set up in remembrance of those perished in Peshawar School, Imamiya Mosque and Shikarpur Mosque, seeks to remind Pakistanis of the horrifying tragedies of the past 3 months.
These civil society activists are outraged over the government's inaction against banned outfits. They are demanding the federal and provincial government to act against these banned outfits or step down.
The protesters chanted anti-government and anti-terrorist slogans and condemned the passive role of Sindh government, which they say stemmed from its political interests with these banned outfits.
Probably government, they have their own reasons. They are under pressure. And then we also think that the government and army and agencies, they are also responsible, and they are still good bad Talibans and good bad terrorists. So they are still backing and supporting these elements.
While talking to media, some activists said that the vote bank of these groups are normally used by mainstream political parties to garner votes in constituencies where the government has no say and therefore it cannot act against them.
Either they are supporting them or they're part of it, or there's a fear factor, which I think we all have it. But a time has come for all of us to come out, because it's too late. We can't be sitting at home. I actually came from America and, to be a part of this thing.
Pakistan has long been criticized for its militant-based defense policy in Kashmir and in Afghanistan, the country's strategic backyard. Many here believe that the Taliban-based defense policy has backfired, killing over 50,000 Pakistanis in the last decade, and that correcting these mistakes would take a long time. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.